Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Aherns. On today's A Winnipeg Slice, Christy learns about inclusive design with Corey Timpson for Manitoba Access Awareness Week and explores what that means for accessibility at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
I just took the most interesting class called Universal Design at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights with Corey Timpson. Corey, I can't wait to get some information from you about inclusive and accessible design. So a lot of people who aren't familiar with inclusive design might think it's as easy as ramps and elevators for wheelchairs or Braille for the visually impaired, but it's much more than that. Can you talk about the deeper thought that goes into building design?
The key is really to think of all of the potential visitors and users of whatever is being designed and developed, and then applying how everything works together to all of the variety of people who may try and use it. The inclusive washroom example of just calling them washrooms was to get away from us saying, well, this is the accessible washroom. Even though all of the accommodations within the accessible washroom make it a much better washroom for a single mom to use. But the single mom coming through with a child may think, well, I don't need to use the accessible washroom. So I think like that just, when you look at the users and what the user requirements are for any sort of design, and then you break it down that way and you come up with your solutions, then you say like, oh, these solutions actually can apply for a number of people and make things better for everyone. And then, so let's not call it the accessible washroom, or let's not call it the single mom washroom, or let's not call it the gender neutral washroom. Let's just call it the washroom.
So comparing this museum to the others that you've worked with in terms of inclusive design, is this kind of hit it out of the ballpark kind of project that you've worked on?
Oh yeah. Yeah. This is like a career's worth of experience for me in like a 5-year period. In terms of inclusive design and accessibility, there's no museum like this in the world. There's very few buildings or even just, I'd say, cultural institutions or buildings like this in the world.
We really are so lucky to have something like this in Winnipeg. If you want to learn more, visit humanrights.ca or just go to the museum. Thank you so much for joining us today, Corey.
My pleasure.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christy Nickel and Christine Aherns on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.